Live in Southern California and also live from the Quicken Loan Studios. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. What's going on? Welcome to the program. Hope you had a great weekend. My name is Jim Rome. All right, starting it off, lots to get to on this Monday. If you know what you want to talk about, do not wait on me. Jump in. You know the phone number. If you don't, here it is. It is toll-free. Use it, 1-800-636-8686. 1-800-636-8686. Open phones to start the program. We do not have an interview until 40 past. So if you're one of those people who likes to lay out, bide your time, decide when to call, now is the time to call. First interview coming up at 40 past. You can follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. Also, of course, email me directly at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Sean Livingston is that first interview. Golden State Warriors point guard. Golden State coming off that beatdown of the Rockets, which I will get to in a minute. Sean Livingston, also fresh off crossing over the beard, James Harden. What a disaster that was for the beard. Sean Livingston at 40 past. Looking ahead to hour number two, we talk NHL with my man Eddie Olczyk. And you know, we'll talk some horse racing too. Justify gets the second leg of the Triple Crown. Vegas on to the Stanley Cup Finals. Caps trying to stay alive. Eddie Olczyk in the second hour. Howard Beck also in hour number two. Third hour is wide freaking open. It is smack-off season. It is your time. Call now. Call right now. 1-800-636-8686. Starting with the NBA. Hey, listen, one thing you want to do, forget the stat line. Forget the score. Forget the numbers. Game three of the Western Conference Finals can be summed up to me in just two words. Steph back. Steph back. Steph Curry. Had not been Steph Curry for the first two games of that series. Now the question is why? Was it injury? Was it something else? Was it something the Rockets were doing to him? Whatever it was, the Warriors said it was only a matter of time. And that time was the third quarter last night. Golden State led by 11 at halftime. Then Curry and KD combined for 10 quick points. Golden State up by 21. It looked like it was over, except it wasn't. Houston climbs back in. They cut it to 13, and then it happened. Steph went off. He put James Harden in a blunder, and he hit him with this.
Curry, his choice of screens, uses Klay Thompson, gets Harden guarding him. Harden trying to reach it. Curry step back, quick release. Man's game. Three ball, Curry!
We haven't seen that all series. That move.
Uh-oh! Warriors radio. Then he dropped a shimmy. Then he blew right past Trevor Ariza and hit a floater, and he capped it off by yelling, quote, "This is my bleeping house."
Here comes Curry, met by Ariza. Ball was knocked away. Oh, he wants this shot right here. Oh, he makes a move.
Man's game.
Right here, shake and bake all the way to the hole. One hand and let people know this is our building.
Uh-oh. Thanks to TNT for that. You know Steph's feeling it. When he can get off a man's game before he finishes. When he gets off that man's game before he launches a three ball. You know he's feeling it. That was an amazing moment, by the way. After 3 days of being asked about his injury, about his defense, about his poise and composure, he gave the entire world the answer. Warriors fans went ballistic. But so did Steph's mom. But for a totally different reason. He told ESPN, quote, "She already sent me two home videos, showing me the clip and playing it back. She was telling me how I need to wash my mouth out, saying to wash it out with soap. It's a message I've heard before." He went on, quote, "She's right. I got to do better. I can't talk like that," end quote. Well, got to do better. I guess that's pretty much the only thing that he can prove upon in that third quarter, because everything else he did was straight fire. And when Steph was not going off, KD was. KD was continuing to go off. Nick Young was on the bench, miming phone calls for help. That was a Steph Curry game, a Golden State Warrior game, and a Houston Rocket nightmare. You see, if I'm Houston, I'm not sure what's more worrisome. Steph going off, KD continuing to go off, or the fact that Golden State absolutely locked Houston down defensively. That's maybe the biggest problem of all. Well, that and the fact that everyone is now asking, are the Rockets going to go right back into the tank? Again? Is James Harden going to no-show when it matters most? Again? Will Harden, Chris Paul, and Mike D'Antoni get wrapped for disappearing on the big stage? Again? I mean, it's not just that Golden State dropped a buck 26 on you. It's that you finished with 85. It's not just that Steph Curry set that building on fire. It's that Draymond Green was putting out every fire on defense. And it's not just that Golden State's offense was doing anything it wanted. It's that their defense was focused and locked in. And their defensive leader summed up their attitude.
At the end of the day, it's one win. It doesn't matter if you win by 40 or if you win by one. But to respond that way, it means a lot. You know, it's kind of what we've grown to expect. You know, when we, you know, get beat up pretty good, we kind of had that appropriate fears we always speak of, and we play a little better. So that was important tonight. You know, I think we felt a little threatened, and, you know, we came out and showed that. Now, it's important going into game four that we approach with that same mentality. It's not the mentality that we're up 2-1. You know, we got to go in almost feeling like we're down 2-1. You know, we're able to get one in Houston. So now, you know, the way to protect that is come out game four, you know, guns blazing, trying to take care of business.
He's right about that. Their mentality was much different. Their approach was much different. They came at it much differently from the very jump. But far be it for me to disagree with Draymond Green, but I will disagree with one thing. There is a difference between losing by one and losing by 41. Especially when it's happened to the Rockets before. Especially when it's happened to James Harden before. Especially when there's been questions about Chris Paul on the big stage. It's all coming back now, in a bad way. Yeah, Golden State felt a little threatened. They responded in Game 3. That's the switch being flipped. They committed only one foul on James Harden when he was driving. You see, that's what makes Golden State so scary. They can win without their two-time MVP playing his best. They can win without their perennial all-star, Klay Thompson, playing his best. And the Rockets still can't do a damn thing about Kevin Durant, who pretty much does whatever he wants, whenever he wants, against them. You see, the Warriors have a margin for error unlike anybody else. Houston, though, doesn't. Not against Golden State. For Houston to win, they need James Harden to be at his best. They need Chris Paul to be at his best, and neither were. Nowhere near it. And even if they do get what they need from Harden and Paul, and they didn't. But even if they do, they also need some combination of Eric Gordon and Trevor Ariza and P.J. Tucker and Clint Capella to be at their best. And then maybe then they can beat Golden State. I'm not saying that the series is over. I am saying Houston, after their most humiliating postseason beatdown ever, is now in a must-win situation in Game 4. And they've got to win in a building where Golden State has not lost in the playoffs since 2016. I'm also saying that Golden State has lost only 4 playoff games since Kevin Durant arrived. 4 playoff games in the last 2 years, and now Houston needs them to lose 3 in a week. Good luck with that. In other words, the series is pretty much over. Steph back, series over. Steph back, series over. That was a beat down. 1-800-636-8686. Call now. Open segment coming up next. You don't have to wait. The right call goes right through. The right call gets a golden ticket. The golden ticket gets you a shot at $5,000 and immortality. Got to talk some hockey today. You know that. Vegas. Good morning. What's up? How you feeling? Vegas. How was that weekend? Are you ready for it? Vegas going to the Stanley Cup Finals. Not only possibly the best story ever in the NHL, if they finish, but one of the best stories in the history of sports. I mean, all hyperbole aside, it's that good. It's an amazing story. They get their own take. That's coming up later on. 1-800-636-8686. Just so you know, Rex in Albuquerque already on hold. My man is a high-volume shooter. Hey, Rex. Instead of going right to you and busting this format wide open, let me once again, and maybe for the 10th time, put this in your head and ask you a question. Rex, who do you want to be? What do you want to be? Do you want the golden ticket, or do you want to be that guy who calls up and just kind of deadpans and wants to get blown out and run? Do you want to get racked, or do you want to get run? Do you even know, Rex? I'm going to give you a few more minutes to think about it. Who do you want to be? What do you want to be? Do you want to play on the big stage, or do you want to be the class clown that everybody laughs at and sometimes laughs with who gets run? Who do you want to be, Rex? What do you want to be? First email. Dear Romy, we watched Steph closely last night, and it does seem like he's still hurting. After he drained all those threes, his shimmy just looked a little bit off. The big question is, can he get that back for game four? Signed, Hot Take Nation. KC, New Hampshire. We're bringing back those 90s starter pullover jackets. I had a Michigan one because of the Fab Five. Hey, KC, don't wait for it. Just do it. Just do it. Do what you want. Wear what you want. Same thing, Case. Who do you want to be? What do you want to be? Don't wait for somebody else to bring it back. Do it yourself. Let's go to Twitter quickly. At itsupport505 tweets, I think Jimmy Harden now has to do Livingston's laundry for the rest of his life. Got Sean Livingston coming up. You know I'll ask him about it, and you know Sean will be very modest and probably won't even want to discuss it. That was so awesome what he did to the beard. Pretty much everything Sean Livingston does is awesome, especially given what he's had to come back from. At Rooster Jones 3, Rome, talking pucks and ponies with Eddie O. Tremendous. I agree. It's Eddie's time of year. Triple Crown, NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. Justify getting it done in the second leg. Did you watch the Preakness? Well, what you could see, the Preakness. How about B-more showing up and showing out? Man, they're not going to let anything get in the way of their party, are they? Justify, much tougher than many expected it to be. He hasn't had this kind of challenge until now, but he turned back the challengers. He got it done. Found a way to dig deep, grind it out. Does he have one more in him? Can he get the mile and a half? Can he do it on Big Sandy at Belmont? We'll hit that with Eddie O a little bit later on. Josh in Arizona tweets, I was in Vegas for work last week. That place was all the way turned up. Nobody else deserves it like Vegas and the Golden Knights. It's hard to argue that. Generally, my take is nobody deserves anything. It's hard to argue that anybody deserves it more than those guys. And Bradfather Speak tweets, IHOP is my bleeping house, baby. Man's game. Signed, Oliver Miller.
Man's game.
Wow, that's a reach. I guess if you're going to come with a fat blast, and you shouldn't, but if you're going to, might as well pin it on the big O. At least that's original, kind of. Not really. All right, so my thoughts on the Preakness later on. Cavs, Celtics. Try and figure out what's going to happen in that series. The Celtics get hammered. Johnny Manziel going to the CFL. And if you're looking for me to kill him for it, you're looking at the wrong guy. I like it. I don't guarantee it's going to work out. Far from it. But I like the decision. I really do. He made a two-year commitment there. He's got no NFL escape clause in that contract. So I like it. The guy's willing to do something that a lot of other guys should have done, but were not willing to do, and he is. Marlins and Jeets. Another bad weekend for them. So all of that's coming up. 1-800-636-8686. Sean Livingston coming up at 40 past, meaning next segment is open, if you're good enough. Eddie Olczyk, next hour. You want to experience Control GX from Just For Men. The first shampoo with a brain. Now, what makes that shampoo so smart? It reduces gray the same way it grows in gradually. The more you shampoo with Control GX, the less gray you have. Just use it until you like what you see. How smart is that? It's genius. Smart enough, in fact, to be voted Men's Hair Care Product of the Year. Gradually reduce gray with the first shampoo with a brain. Find Control GX in the shave aisle. Control GX.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Vegas Golden Knights on to the Stanley Cup Finals. They're now four wins away from doing the impossible. My thoughts on that in a minute. Your phone call is coming up even before then. Meantime, 2018 is flying right on by, and we all want to continue to elevate our game to that very next level and make this year the best year ever. especially if you're a contractor or a builder or a remodeler. You want to listen up, because elevating your game for the rest of this year just got a whole lot easier thanks to my pals at Lumber Liquidators and their brand new LL Pro Plus program. LL Pro Plus is Lumber Liquidators' new pro services team that you can call for all your professional flooring needs. LL Pro Plus will help you absolutely crush it with professional pricing and dedicated support to get you what you need when you need it. That way you get your projects finished on time. Also, LL Pro Plus gives you the ultimate value and quality. And with LL Pro Plus, no job is too large, no job is too small, they do it all. So put the flooring experts on your team today and visit your local Lumber Liquidators or go to LumberLiquidators.com. That's LumberLiquidators.com. Let's continue to make 2018 the best year ever with Lumber Liquidators. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, you got a good look at the crew. The crew is minus that one member. That guy. Who's that guy sitting next to Hawk? The squatter. JK, James Kelly. Not in today. He's in on Fridays. So if you're watching on CBS Sports Network and you were watching them pan across the other side of the glass looking for that guy, he's not in on Monday. He's only in on Friday. Vegas, hit me up. I want to know how the weekend was. I want to know how you're feeling right now. Phone number's toll free. You've got it. And if you don't, write this down. Finally, 1-800-636-8686. But before my thoughts on the Golden Knights, let's go to the phones to check the golden pipes of this guy. Nobody sounds like him. Nobody acts like him. But he has to decide who and what he wants to be. Let's see if we get any more clarity today. We go to the ABQ, Albuquerque, New Mexico, an original four affiliate here in the jungle. Rex in the ABQ. Rex, good morning. What's up?
What's up, Romy? I sat down last night to watch my first NBA game of the year, and my God, what a dumpster fire. Do people actually tune in to watch that crap? James Harden should spend less time on beard maintenance and more time learning how to box out and play D. I've got a Bic disposable and a can of Barbasol if he needs it. I've never seen a sport devolve as much as the NBA has over the last 20 years. The game is about as authentic now as that bastardized sesame chicken at P.F. Chang's. We all know that it's really sesame cat. Blockbuster Video thinks...
Anytime, Alvin. No. Hey, Rex, I think you've answered the question. We know who you want to be, Rex. You see, Rex, there's a really fine line between being a guy who gets run and being a guy who gets banned. Rex, I think we know you're never going to be in a smack-off. I think we know you're never going to get a golden ticket. Rex, I mean this sincerely. This is not false indignation on my part. Rex, I don't want you not to be a part of the program. Don't go to the dark side. Don't go there, Rex. Don't go there. I like you. I like your calls. All right, you're never going to win a smack-off. You may never win a golden ticket. Rex, don't be that dude. Do not go there. I've seen this too many times before. Don't be that guy. You're not a bad dude. Come on, man. Do better. Be better. Don't be that dude, Rex. Seriously. Because if you bring that crap in here, and I don't know what you're going to say when you come on, I'm left with only one thing. To not let you come on. You can make the show better. Don't bring it into the gutter. Come on, man. I went to you instead of doing a take. And believe me, my take's a hell of a lot better than that call. Stop letting me down. Do better. Don't go there. Don't be that guy. Man, I don't want you. Like, even if it's not an official ban, if I see you on the screen and I don't know what you're going to do, I'm just not going to take the phone call. Come on, Rex, don't do it. 1-800-636-8686. Rex, I'm not going to say it again. Don't do it. Don't be that guy. Hawk, I'm not even going to blame you for that. Don't be that guy, Rex. Because now you are that guy. You know, maybe if you get another shot, if you get another shot, we'll know for sure if you do it again. Man, do not be that guy, Rex. I want you to be a part of the program. That opens up phone line, 1-800-636-8686. I've got thoughts on Vegas. Rather than run them right out, let's just go right to Vegas and find out what's going on. In Las Vegas, Mark. Good morning, Mark. What's up? How are you?
Hey, Jim. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Nice.
Back to the 650 in San Diego. I just got to say, as a season ticket holder here in Vegas, We were just hoping for 20 wins. Lots of cool merch, and now we can't believe it. The Golden Knights are making a liar out of Bill Foley. It's going to be Cup in one.
It might be Cup in one. Man, they're 4 wins away. He's talking about how they're making a liar out of Bill Foley. Foley was saying things like, look, we just want to be competitive. We want to be competitive. We know it's going to take a few years, but that's fine. It's going to take a few years. We'll be competitive in 3 to 5, maybe win the cup after that, but let's just be competitive. And if we're going to go out there and get beaten, let's make sure we are competitive and we play a good brand of hockey, an entertaining brand of hockey. This is what they were thinking coming in. At least this is what they said publicly coming in. If we're going to lose, let's lose by a goal and not 5 goals. If we're going to lose, let's at least make sure we give them a show and we're entertaining. After all, it is Vegas. We're on the strip. We'll build this thing. We'll build it the right way. In time, we'll be competitive, and then we'll contend for a Stanley Cup. Yeah, either that or win it all in your first year as an expansion franchise. 4 wins away. 4 wins away. 1-800-636-8686. Vegas, I need more of that. That guy was a little bit nervous and reading his script a little bit too quickly. I need more of that, Vegas. How you feeling? How was your weekend? Are you, in fact, ready for what's ahead? Because here you are. Here you bleeping are.
Here we are.
I'll tell you what. I've got thoughts on that pregame show, too. I've never seen anything like that. And also, handle that responsibly. I know it's going to be hard for you. Handle that responsibly. At the USS Omaha tweets, if I'm not mistaken, I think James Kelly's forehead now has a Twitter feed. Omaha! At the USS Omaha tweets, I'm actually out of the office today because Belly Clarkson tried to land on me last night. At 4 Foxtrot tweets, War the USS James Kelly. Something else you might want to know, or you should know. It's never the same when it jumps the weekend. It'll never be the same as the original. I'm not going to lose it on any of your emails the way I did last Friday, or any of your tweets. Nothing will be that funny. Here's the original email, though, that set it up. This is the reason why James Kelly, a.k.a. the Squatter, a.k.a. web star extraordinaire for the Jim Rome Show. This is why this guy now has his own email or Twitter feed. This is what we all lost it over. This was the email that set it all up. Rome, Jeff is a complete dork, clown, buffoon, and stiff. He is very soft. Does he watch soap operas too? Also, who is the dude next to Hawk? Peyton Manning? An F-14 Tomcat could easily land on that flight deck that he calls a forehead.
Omaha!
Signed, your buddy Eric in Orlando. Doesn't seem as funny today, does it? Except Friday was the funniest thing ever. And actually, it is still funny today. That's why my man JK's forehead, JK, his forehead has jumped the weekend. And he's got his own Twitter account now. The forehead, I mean. Not James Kelly. I'm sure he has a Twitter feed, too. But before this morning, I didn't know that his forehead had one. But it does. When we come back, Sean Livingston, Golden State Warrior, joins us. That's coming up in 10 minutes. Eddie Olchek, next hour. Howard Beck, also next hour. Right now, though, a sports update for you. Here's the
Live from Southern California. This is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Sean Livingston coming up momentarily. Quick reminder, Monday is an ATP day. Ask the pros. Your clones get to ask me a question. And it's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You want to go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Submit your question there. Don't tweet it to me. Submit it right there if you want me to answer it. And then listen later on. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, Sean Livingston coming up momentarily. Busy second hour ahead. Eddie Olchek joins us to talk some hockey and the ponies. Also, Howard Beck talks NBA playoffs as well. Phone number is open. Use it. I want to talk about the Golden Knights. I do want to talk some horse racing. Did you watch the Preakness? What did you think about Justify? Do you think that there's another Triple Crown? I want to get into Mike Smith, too. Serious Jungle Karma. He's got Jungle Karma, but above and beyond that, he's got lots of game. He's a Hall of Fame rider. He's 52. He's got to look at the Triple Crown, something he's never done. He's done everything in the game except that, essentially. And he's got to look at it. Cavs and Celtics. Boy, if there's a team that has got good self-awareness, a team that has got good ownership over itself, it's the Celtics. They got hammered. You know they thought that series was over. At least they showed up in Game 3 like that series was over, and then they got smashed, and they owned it. Johnny Manziel is going to Canada. He's going to play in the CFL. Johnny Manziel is back. Johnny Football is finally back, and he's going to play football in the CFL. We've got lots of listeners in Canada. Hey, Canada, go ahead. Step up. Tell him what he can expect. Different game, different opportunity. How do you think he'll fare there? The Marlins and Derek Jeter, from bad to worse. They had a bad week and an even worse weekend. That's coming up, too. Hey, listen, I always caution. Sometimes you don't want to call because you think an interview is coming up, but the interview is not always set when it happens. So you should take advantage of that. It's kind of a jungle loophole. 1-800-636-8686. But then that opportunity has passed. We are joined right now by a guard for the Golden State Warriors. He is a two-time NBA champion. 9 points, 4 rebounds, and an assist, plus a steal in last night's win. The man who nearly broke Twitter with that move on James Harden. He was the fourth pick in the 04 draft at Peoria Central High School. He led Peoria Central to a pair of state titles. Houston at Golden State tomorrow night. Sean Livingston is my guest. Sean, good morning. It's so good to have you back. Sean, how are you?
Thanks for having me on, Jim. I'm good. Good after a win last night.
Boy, I'll tell you, Sean, what a win that was, too. Great, great game. In fact, before we talk about the game, can you tell me, Sean, what was the mood like among the team after that Game 2 loss and in preparation for Game 3?
Uncomfortable. I mean, anytime, right, you don't like to lose the game. And I think we're kind of always at our best when we're uncomfortable. We have that appropriate fear. You know, when you win a game, you go on a streak in the playoffs. You just kind of let your guard down, right? It's kind of human nature. It's human nature to let your guard down. And I think, you know, after a loss, we kind of reset. We hit the reset button and say, you know, we go back and look at the film and say, you know, where can we get better? And I think we just had to play harder and have pay more attention to the game plan.
Sean Livingston, my guest, I thought you guys came in with a different mentality, a different approach, and you went right at him. You know, Sean, in terms of Steph Curry, in the media, there were all these questions about Steph, whether or not he was healthy, whether or not Houston was doing something to him. Was there any worry or any concern in your mind, or did you know it was just a matter of time before Steph got his and turned back into Steph?
Absolutely. It's just a matter of time. It's all about your mindset, Jim, really. You know, in professional sports, it's 90% mental. Right. The game is, of course, you have to be healthy, and Steph is healthy. And at the end of the day, if he doesn't hit shots, it's, oh, Steph's not healthy. But if he's hitting shots, it's, oh, he's healthy again. Right. I mean, that's just, you know, how we think. But at the end of the day, it's really just about his mental. And Steph is great. He's always pushing forward. It's always next play mentality. You know, he could be 0 for 10, 0 for 15, you know, and still have the confidence to shoot like he's, you know, shot 100%. Right. And so it was just about, you know, seeing a heavy break and really just, you know, shooting the ball and seeing the ball go in the hole for him. And that happened last night. And, you know, the rest is history. You saw how he kind of, you know, started dancing again and getting back to being himself.
Sean Livingston joining us. You know, Sean, as I mentioned off the top, you had an absolutely filthy move on James Harden in the fourth quarter where you rocked him, you went behind the back, and then you blew right by him for an easy dunk. Can you take us through the play? What did you see, and then how did it feel when you pulled that off?
Firstly, it was one play, but I mean, it was just, you know, me just being aggressive. I mean, I was probably happier just with the fact that I was aggressive last night. You know, getting 9 shots up, right? Hunting shots out there, and just trying to be a threat, you know, so the defense has to be honest. And the main thing is, you know, it was just coming down and I saw the lane kind of open up. You know, Steph and Draymond were in the backcourt. Their guys, you know, they weren't in the front court. So it was just kind of coming downhill in a one-on-one play. And I just, you know, anytime I'm aggressive like that, you know, I like my chances regardless, make or miss.
Sean Livingston, my guest. You know, Sean, when you talk about your aggression, from the outside, it seems like it's been a really challenging season in terms of injuries to guys and the general wear and tear of three straight finals runs and another deep run this postseason. But at the same time, Sean, it seems like you personally have been able to find another gear in the postseason. Is it just a matter of pacing through the regular season, or when the playoffs come around, does that adrenaline just kick in?
It really is. It really is, Jim. And I mean, you know, I don't like to, you know, I don't want to say like, you know, the regular season doesn't matter. You know, I don't play hard, right? But at the same time, you know, we understand what we're playing for, and just, you know, with my role on this team. A guy like Andre David, right? I mean, we played multiple seasons in this league, you know, and we understand our roles, right? Why they have us here, our importance, our value. And it's around this time of year, right, where our value is multiplied. And so I think, you know, the main, you know, I think the main idea, the main target is just to really be ready to keep yourself in good shape in the season, you know, make sure you're getting your rhythm, your reps. But health is of the utmost importance, and this is the time of year where, you know, we train ourselves to be ready and in tip-top shape so we can, you know, play as hard as we absolutely can.
Golden State Warrior Sean Livingston joining us right after a big game. You know, Sean, I want to go back to your roles and how different it is for this team and what the culture is like, but I want to ask you about that barn, that arena you play in. I mean, you've played in a lot of different arenas. How would you describe it when Oracle gets rocking the way it was last night? What's that noise like, and then how tough is that on the opposition?
It's just when we go on those runs, I mean, just the last 4 years I've been here, you know, every year, it's like we go on a run, and it's like it feels like the building is shaking, right? I mean, it's like, again, the floodgates open up, and it's just pouring down, right? You got shots coming from all over. You got dunks. I mean, we're getting out in transition. And, I mean, the number one factor in that is defense, Jim. It's like, you know, we lock in. Everybody's on a string. We're all connected. We're all trusting each other. And, you know, once we start those runs, obviously, you know, Steph is in there. You know, Steph and Clay are hitting threes from everywhere. You know, Andre, Draymond, they're getting dunks. And it's, you know, it's just rocking, man. And as an opponent, right, I mean, you have to really have some veteran guys to kind of settle in and you know, really try to take the air back out of the building because, you know, it's like you can't breathe in there. Everybody's yelling, screaming. I mean, it's like suffocating.
Sean Livingston joins us. Sean, you've been writing a playoff diary, the S-Dot Lounge for the Athletic. I think it's great. How are you enjoying that experience? What's that like?
Oh, it's awesome. Actually, I was supposed to write a third one. I didn't get a chance to do it, but, you know, that's coming soon. But it's just really just trying to be honest, right? Trying to be honest and open as much as possible, you know, with what's going on inside the locker room, you know, what I'm feeling as a player, you know, off the court, you know, as a family man, as a father, husband, you know, putting all those roles into one diary and just being honest and, you know, giving the fans some insight just to see what it's like under a playoff-type atmosphere.
I think it's so important, Sean, because the fans, one, they want to know, and two, they really don't know. They have no idea that in a lot of ways you guys are like the rest of us with similar kinds of things going on. It's great that you let them in like that. Sean, listen, I know you never want to make it about you, but I want to make it about you for a moment. For those who do not know, Zion Spencer is a high school basketball player in Chicago. He rolled his ankle, and then when they were evaluating the ankle, they discovered that he had bone cancer in September, and he had his right leg amputated below the knee. You heard about that story, and you hosted a game for him. What was your reaction when you heard that story, and then what was it like to spend time with him?
Oh, man, it was amazing. I mean, those are the type of stories that give you life. You know, just getting a chance to spend some time with him. I'm not sure. I think that was his first NBA game. But just seeing the look on his face, right, when KD comes up, Steph comes up, spend some time with him. You know, you come up and you talk to him, you get a chance to know his family. It's a heartbreaking situation, right? Because that could be any of us. That could happen to anybody. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we're not always in control of the cards we play. And, you know, for his situation to go through that as a young kid, right? I mean, you know, we miss a shot. We think it's the end of the world as a player, right? You lose a game, it's the end of the world. But, you know, imagine going through something like that. So it humanizes things and really puts things into perspective for myself, for my family, my outlook. So, you know, it was amazing time just to spend with him. You know, we got to spend a day together, and I still keep in touch with him. You know, recently found out he got accepted into Morehouse College. So he's looking for scholarship funding right now, and you know, just proud of him, and try to keep those relationships and build, because those are the things that last. You know?
Sean Livingston, my guest. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network and you saw that just awesome video, that's courtesy of the Players Tribune. I want to thank them for that. You know, Sean, that said, he is a LeBron fan, and when you were hosting him, he asked you if you faced the Cavs, or you asked him if you faced the Cavs in the finals, who are you going to root for? What was his response, and then what did you make of that response?
Right. I think we had a kind of a, you know, I don't want to say a bet, but you know, kind of a, kind of a wager, you know, if LeBron had gotten to the finals, which you know I didn't think was going to happen after that first series, that you know definitely, and we were able to get there, then you know I would invite him back to the game because I know that's his favorite player, so I had to, you know, I kind of had to bust his balls a little bit, man, and you know. And you know, talk a little trash when Steph came over, you know, telling him about how this was the LeBron fan and, you know, everything else. And he was a stand-up guy. He was a stand-up guy. So, you know, shout out to Zion for that. You know, he's definitely a LeBron fan, and he will let you know. And he let the whole team know in Oracle Arena, you know, which is not a popular vote.
I love it, and I know you respect that, Sean. Listen, before you go, one more thing about The Athletic. Your teammate David West did an interview with Marcus Thompson, and one of the things that he talked about was the fact that your locker room is an egoless group. He said, quote, "I've had to tell the young guys, y'all need to talk to some other people, ask guys what it's like in other environments, because this is not normal," end quote. I mean, how do you explain that vibe, Sean, that you have in that room, and then how unusual is it to have a vibe and a culture like that?
Man, that's a great question, because we were just talking about that. Myself, Andre, David, who else? JaVale McGee. I mean, you know, Nick Young, guys that have been around multiple teams, and you get a chance to see, right? I mean, it's like a swinging door. You know, if you're on a team for a while, you see guys, you know, come and go. And then, if you know, a guy like myself, been on, you know, a lot of teams, almost every team in the NBA, you see what locker rooms are like. You see what, you know, coaching, how coaching changes affect organizations and, you know, ownership all the way down to the players, you know, and it's like, you know, what we have here is special, obviously, going, you know, three straight trips to the finals. You know, a coach like Steve Kerr, GM like Bob Myers, those guys that, you know, care about people. Right. I mean, that's the number one thing I would say. I mean, it's hard in a professional sports, you know, to actually care about the players, to care about the people that you're around, because everybody is jockeying for position. Everybody is working, trying to work their way up the ladder. Right. And so it's unheard of. And so we talk to the rookies like, listen, you know, like it's not going to be like this everywhere you go. You know, make sure that, you know, you're soaking up knowledge from, you know, the vets. Make sure you guys are working hard and doing everything that you're supposed to be doing, because, you know, again, one trade, one injury, things happen, you get shuffled and moved around. I mean, there's different environments out there, right? So we try to just kind of give them that knowledge and drop gems on them.
It's honestly the best description of the Warriors culture that I've ever heard. Sean Livingston's a two-time NBA champion. He was the fourth pick overall in the draft back in 2004. Houston's at Golden State tomorrow. Sean, I can't say how much I appreciate you or this relationship. All the years you've come on this program, to come on the night after a win like that is just awesome. Sean, I really appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, Jim.
You're the best, Sean. Sean Livingston, my guest. Guy's been coming on the show so long. Love talking to Sean Livingston. What a class act. And, of course, my thanks to Sean and the guys who made that happen. Ray Ritter et al., the legend. To say Raymond Ritter is the finest PR executive ever still does not do it justice. And there's some other Hall of Famers that I can run down. But Ray's top of the class. Top of the class. Raymond, thank you very much. Good morning to you and the staff. Sean, thank you. Next hour, busy hour, but open phones to start the hour. Eddie Olczyk at 20 past, Howard Beck at 40 past. Take advantage of it. Open phones in 10 minutes. 1-800-636-8686. Do not go anywhere. Second hour, straight ahead.